You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. Megan here with you. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. We had my husband's whole side of the family come over and I just love cooking and hosting, so it was a lot of fun. Something else that I did this weekend was, shocker, I planned a last minute vacation before the end of the year, because why not? I have literally been taking a vacation every single month since August and I absolutely love it. My husband doesn't like to travel every single month like I do. So he took a break in November and I actually went on a trip without him. And then funny enough, he literally had to drive to California this weekend to go look at an equipment purchase for his business. So it was like a work trip, but we were able to book all of his hotels on points. And so his work trip was free, which was really, really nice. So I decided to book this last minute trip. My daughter Paige has been asking to go play in the snow a bunch lately, which we don't get snow here in the desert, so I don't even know where that came from. But so I told my husband I really wanted to go to the beach, but I told my husband, I said, Paige really keeps asking to go play in the snow, so maybe we should do a snow trip. So we are taking her to Flagstaff, Arizona, to stay or to go to the, it's called the North Pole Experience. So I think she's going to love that. She's like at the age where she understands Santa and stuff like that. And so it's going to be, I'm so excited. And so then my husband, he was like, he's become such a resort snob. He was like, hey, make sure you book a really nice resort with like an outdoor hot tub. So if it's like snowing, we can go sit in the hot tub and stuff. And I was like, honestly, there's really not any like really nice resorts in Flagstaff. There's basic like Courtyards and Hampton Inns and Holiday Inn. And he was like, seriously? And I said, yeah, there's like not really anything. He goes, well, that kind of sucks. He goes, should we go somewhere else? And then I was like, well, if you want to go to a nice resort, Sedona's only 30 minutes away. And there's a ton of really nice resorts in Sedona. And so he was like, yeah, let's just do that. So I secretly was really excited because I'm also a resort snob. I don't know what it is, but it makes the vacation so much better and just elevates everything. So we're going to go stay in Sedona and then go up to Flagstaff just for the day to do our North Pole experience. But I'm really looking forward to it. And I really hope that there's a bunch of snow when we go. We're going like right before Christmas. So I would think there's a pretty good chance of it. And then in January, we're headed to the beach in Florida. We're going to Naples, Florida. I'm really excited about that one. It has been a resort that's been on my list for a while, and the opportunity came up to book it, so we're doing that one as well. So yeah, little life update there for you. But today we're actually talking about the number one card that I tell everybody to get into their wallet, which is the Chase Sapphire Preferred card. I realize I do like a bunch of different deep dives on credit cards, but I've never actually done a deep dive on the card that I tell everybody that they need to get. So I feel like I'm blue in the face from talking about this card all the time, but it truly is one of the best credit cards that you could have in your wallet. I book like 80 to 90% of my vacations with this credit card. I will never not have this card in my wallet or have my husband have this card in my wallet. I tell everybody to get this card, whether you're a beginner or you have cards in your wallet. Like, this one should be something that every single person has. Like, my sisters have this card. My friends have this card. It's in like all my presentations because it's so valuable. Not only the card itself, which we're going to talk about, but the points that it can give you and the way that it allows you to use those chase points is really, really important. So big things, you're going to get amazing flight deals with this card, especially free hotels because Hyatt is one of their transfer partners. And if you know anything about me, I love Hyatt hotels. They give you the best bang for your buck. They have great options, all-inclusives, adults only. And with this card, when you do it right, you can double to triple the value of your credit card points very, very easily. You get travel protections with this card. It's a simple card for any beginner to use. It's a low annual fee of $95, which I love. It has a great sign-up bonus of 75,000 points when you spend $5,000 in the first 3 months, which is great. It's a good sign-up bonus. It's a good card for anyone to start. And you're going to get those 75,000 points, which the bank is going to tell you is worth $750 cash back, a little bit more in the travel portal. But I can easily turn that into $2,000 to $3,000 worth of travel points when I use the right transfer partners and I know the sweet spots of how to book it, which is why I think this card is great. I walk you through all of the things you need to know with this card and how to use it the right way in my Travel Points Academy. And this is really the card that most of my students book their first free trip on within just 3 months of joining that academy. That's how quickly this card can get you a free vacation and the value out of it. So some people think it takes so long to earn points to get that first free trip. They think it might take like a year after they get some points. No, it actually happens really, really fast, especially with this card. You can get those points. And like I said, just in 3 months of starting the academy, grabbing this card, you could be on a free, almost free vacation using these points because these points are flexible and they allow you to book not only the hotel, but also flights. And you have options of the different flight partners and the different hotel partners. And so you can book your entire vacation with one credit card, which is amazing. And it has so much flexibility. And so you don't even have to have the idea of where you want to go yet. You can figure that out later once you have the points. And then you can just start like looking around on the hotel map to figure out where you want to go, which is literally one of my favorite things to do ever. Okay, so with this card, not only are you going to obviously get the sign-up bonus, but you're going to get 3x on dining, 2x on travel. You're going to get a 10% anniversary points boost every single year. You get a $50 annual hotel credit every single year that you can use through the Chase Travel Portal. So automatically there, you're getting $50 towards a vacation. You're getting a DoorDash subscription every single year. You're getting an Instacart membership and free credits through that. You're getting primary rental car insurance. So if you rent a car, don't ever pay for the car insurance. Just pay the car with this card and you will automatically have that insurance. You're also going to have other travel protections. So every time I book like a flight on points, even though it's on points, you still have to pay for the taxes and fees, which is like $5.60. I put that $5.60 on this card every single time because it's going to give me protections for travel delay. So if there's a delay, if for some reason the trip is canceled or there's like an emergency or something, it's going to completely cover my entire trip and protect me. It's going to give me travel insurance. It's going to give me lost luggage and reimbursement. So if my luggage doesn't make it there and I put the taxes and fees from that plane on this card, they're going to reimburse me for my luggage every single day that I don't have it. There's just so many protections through this card that it's a no-brainer just for those things, for that peace of mind, because you never know what's going to happen. If you're traveling internationally, it's also going to give you no foreign transaction fees, so you can know that you can use this card when you're out and about and you're not going to come back to a crazy bill. Some of the other things that I really like about it that I really don't talk about this one a whole lot because I am so heavy on using the transfer partners, within especially Chase, but there are instances where I and my students use the Chase Travel Portal and these have actually gotten a little bit better lately. So they are now giving you a 1.25x boost within the travel portal, which essentially is they're just boosting the value of your points. And so sometimes I can find some really good deals because they give you quote unquote a boost with having this card in the travel portal. But there's some really good deals that I have found in there. Again, I'm not a huge fan and probably won't ever book a flight through the travel portal just because I'm afraid of if something happens, like the airline does not care because you're basically booking through Expedia. But like hotels and rental cars, and I was even looking at Universal tickets through there the other day for a client. Like there's so many different things that you can book through there. And you can get a really good rate. Like I booked a boutique hotel in Leavenworth, Washington, because there wasn't really any main like chain hotels there. And so I booked through the travel portal. It was a super cute little boutique hotel right in the heart of Leavenworth. And I got a heck of a deal through the Chase travel portal, like better than I would have gotten on Hyatt or any of the other ones. And so for stuff like that, it's a no-brainer to be able to use that for sure. And like I said, I have used this card for, excuse me, so many of my points redemptions. Like some of the ones that I can think of that were my favorite were the Hyatt Ziva Puerto Vallarta. We went to Mexico last year, all-inclusive resort, paid an insane amount in points, like a great redemption for an all-inclusive for all three of us to have all food and drinks included. Absolutely free stay using this card. The recent one that we took to California in Alila Ventana Big Sur, again, $0 resort, would have cash cost $7,000. I paid $0 using my Chase card. So the, like I say, I book all these trips with this credit card, but I'm not earning all the points on this credit card. So this is also why this card is so valuable. Chase has a ton of credit cards, both business and personal, and you can accumulate points through all of those, which I highly encourage and teach all my students to in the Travel Points Academy. And so once you get this card, then you get the next Chase card and the next Chase card and the next one. And so you're earning all these points. But a lot of those Chase cards are disguised as cash back or don't have a way to transfer the points out. And the only way you can use those points and or cash back to turn into points is having this card in your wallet. So it's really like a double duo, and you have to have this card to make the other cards work. And there's a bit of a strategy to it within the Chase Points world, which I teach extensively inside of the academy. But that's why this card is so important, because you could have $2,000 worth of Chase points, but you have no way to use them unless you have the card, Chase Sapphire Preferred, that we're talking about here, in your wallet. So it's really like the number one card to go to. And that's why I book all my trips. So it's not that I'm booking these trips all from this one card that I'm earning points on, because once you get the sign-up bonus, I'm working on another card, right? And so it's those other cards that I'm pulling the points to this card. And even with my husband, he's doing the same Chase point strategy as well. He's opening up all those cards and I'm pulling his points from his card to my personal Chase Sapphire Preferred card. So that in itself is why this card is also so valuable. Not only are you getting the points and the benefits and all of these things, but this is how I've been able to book so many trips for less than $50, essentially, because all I'm paying for is the tax and fees on my flights. I'm getting so many amazing luxury resorts for absolutely free. I'm getting round trip flights for like $33. We went to Hawaii for $1.20 a person, and we stayed in a resort that was for free using these points from this card. And so that is why I want you to see the value in this card so much. And yes, there is a strategy to it. And you're probably, if you've never heard this before, you're like, what the heck is she even talking about? But I promise you, like, once you are taught that strategy, I break it down very simply. You get it and you're like, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. And it really, truly is a beginner's card, because it is such a simple strategy once you learn it. This is great for small business owners, families, moms, Anyone who's wanting to travel more, this is the card that you need to have in your wallet. I will have the link for all my best credit card offers here in the show notes so you can kind of take a look around. But if this one is not in your wallet, it needs to be in your wallet. Again, it's a low annual fee of $95. No brainer. It's super beginner level. It gives you the most flexible points on the market with great transfer partners. And you're already spending the money. Gas, groceries, Christmas is coming up, all those things. It works for any type of trip that you might want to take. Like I said, Disney, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico, and all-inclusive. Just a weekend getaway. Like the one I just booked in Sedona, I used my Chase points from this card to transfer them over. Like the one we're taking in Florida is a $0 resort that I was able to book points on. And I booked 4 rooms because we're taking my husband's whole family again for a Christmas trip. Like, I cannot tell you enough how much this card has benefited our family so, so much. And that's why I talk about it so much, because I know it can do the same thing for you. And I would love for you to have a spring break trip booked and planned and ready to go with these points when you take action right now. Okay. So if you're like, I did not realize that this card was so valuable, I need to know how to use this, come join us in the Travel Points Academy. It is only $297 and you have lifetime access to the course. And you also get 3 free months in my community. So you can ask questions as you're going through it. I can help you with your credit card strategy and we can get that trip planned and booked for you before the end of the year. Like I said, it's only $297 and in 2026, it is going to be going up to $397. I'm going to be redoing some of the modules and updating some of the guides and stuff. So the price is going to be going up. So if you want to get it at this $297 before it goes up in 2026, I would love to have you guys in there and develop this credit card strategy and get you these Chase points so that we can book you a dream vacation and more than even one in 2026. Because why not take multiple trips a year when you don't have to pay for it? So that's what we're all about inside the Travel Points Academy. All right, again, the link for the card and all the other cards that I have best offers for are here in the show notes. If you have any questions, my DMs are always open, and I hope to see you inside the Travel Points Academy before the end of the year.